95 degrees in Nashville with a heat advisory in effect. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Despite the intense heat, Tennessee is almost entirely drought-free for the first time since last year. Nashville and the majority of the state had been dry since December. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says Tennessee has had a lot of drought on and off in recent memory, but this was one of the few stretching more than half a year.
In Nashville, December through July was the driest 8-month stretch on record since the infamous 2007 drought. It affected the entire state. Tennessee is generally water-rich, with plenty of rainfall. But the pattern of droughts mixed in has become more pronounced. State climatologist Andrew Joyner says Tennessee is oscillating between extremes, which makes planning around weather difficult.
I think it makes it pretty complicated. The more we see this kind of back and forth between a lot of rain, a lot of drought.
Planning becomes harder for farmers, utilities, and really anyone who deals with land and water. Droughts stress wildlife and can contribute to wildfires, like in Georgia and Florida this year. Or think back to the Mississippi River bottoming out near Memphis in 2023. And flooding often follows. This pattern is one way the warming planet disrupts life in the Southeast. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Few Tennesseans have the financial resources of Martha Ingram and the passion for supporting the arts. At one point, she personally took over the mortgage of the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center, even after leading the fundraising campaign for the initial construction. Alan Ballantyne just retired as the symphony's CEO. He was asked on This Is Nashville whether the city needs another Martha Ingram to step up.
Big advances are made by people who possess the kind of passion, vision, and commitment. And so that's the point at which big steps are made. But once those big steps have been made and are put in place, it really is incumbent on the entire community to line up behind that vision, behind that community that we have here now in Nashville, and support it. It needs to be cared for.
Martha Ingram died last week at 90. A private funeral is set for tomorrow morning. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.